New research from Curtin University has found some startling statistics when it comes to attention deficit hyperactive disorder, or ADHD, for adults. The team of researchers analysed 57 unique international studies and revealed that 3% of the global adult population are affected by ADHD, but 9 out of 10 adults aren't receiving the treatments they need. To tell us more about the study and the findings, we're joined by lead author Dr. Gettinet Yeager from Curtin School of Population Health. Thank you so much for joining me on the record this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the study. You and the team examined 57 unique international primary studies, which is an incredible amount. What led you to doing this?
The main thing that led us to do is the disorder has got a lot of attention in children, adolescents, but it has got a low attention. And the prevalence and the distribution is not well known in adults. And the vast majority of them were not getting treatment. So we went to show the distribution and the prevalence in adults so that the disorder will get the required attention.
So when you were looking through all of these studies, what in particular were you looking for?
We used the umbrella review methodology to look at the published evidence, data from published studies that investigated the prevalence of ADHD in adults across the globe. So we reviewed the existing reviews and we found around 5 meta-analytic systematic review, and from these 57 primary studies were selected, and the finding was based on that one, and we used advanced methodology to analyze the data. That's the method.
And it was found that 3% of the global adult population, or approximately 180 million adults, are affected by ADHD. Can you tell us a bit more about this finding?
Yeah, the finding is very shows a relatively high prevalence of ADHD in adults, around 3%, or as you said, 180 million adult population, which is very high when considering most of them are not getting diagnosed and not getting the treatment they require. So the prevalence is high, but there are a wide range of disorders, even lower rates than this one, ADHD, but they're getting attention. So the study indicates, suggests the disorder need to get attention. Those who have the disorder also need to have adequate treatment.
And like I said earlier, and you said as well, it found that 9 out of 10 adults diagnosed with ADHD weren't receiving the treatment where they require. Why do you think that is, that they haven't been receiving the treatment, that such a large number of people who aren't receiving treatment?
There are a wide range of contributing factors for that one, for not getting treatment. This including the disorder not getting the attention by the required bodies, including the governments, the researchers, as well as the clinician as well. And the other reason is challenges with diagnosis. The symptoms are overlapping with so many other disorders, including anxiety and depression. So there is a lot of misdiagnosis. So they are getting misdiagnosed and they are getting the wrong treatment. The other one is absence of specialized care for those disorders and the complexity of the symptoms as well. They have become some of the key factors for leading the untreated and misdiagnosis.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Dr. Getanet Yeager from Curtin University, and we're discussing new findings on adults affected by ADHD. We know there are a fair amount of adults who are being diagnosed with ADHD later in life. Why do you think it's not being found or realised earlier? You mentioned briefly there that there's a bit of misdiagnosis, but what are the reasons why it's not being caught earlier?
As I mentioned before, so the first one is it's in, the disorder is not getting less attention in adults. But as the definition indicates, most of the symptoms, at least some of the symptoms, should be present before the age of 12. But the symptoms are very complex, and so one of those leading not to get diagnosed either is the complex symptoms, which is similar with other disorders as well. And the second one, not getting attention by the required bodies, and high rate of comorbidities with other disorders, and absence of specialized care for those ADHD in adults.
The study is believed to be the first to quantify just how widespread ADHD is. Why do you think we have much research in this area of how widespread it is?
The one of the reasons for that is the disorder is commonly diagnosed in children and adolescents. So it's believed to be a childhood and adolescent disorder is not well known in adults, but it also happens in adults. But the symptoms need to be start early in childhood, but to be diagnosed in adult, not much attention should be given because of the symptom is not the disorder is considered as a childhood disorder by the larger public as well as the clinicians and the government. That's the main reason for making not to be diagnosed in early stage.
This morning we've been talking all about this really interesting research which has found 3% of global adult population is affected by ADHD, and it's important to bring more awareness to it. But just to end off, finally, what's next for this research?
Our objective is to show the distribution, the prevalence, so we already showed that. And the next step will be developing any strategies or informing the government how to early identify the disorders and possibly training of the application of training of the health professionals and other required bodies to be the disorder early diagnosed, and how the best strategies and approach for prevention and treatment of ADHD in adult before it gets worse. So our next step, we will work on researching and advising the government on how to address these issues.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the record this morning and telling us more about this research.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
You're most welcome. That was Dr. Getanet Yeager from the Curtin School of Population Health sharing with us research about adults affected by ADHD. The research examined 57 unique international primary studies, and it found that 3% of adults are affected by ADHD, and 9 out of 10 adults aren't receiving the crucial treatment they require.